The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 7, 2022. Cuban education is currently among the sectors most affected by the blockade imposed by the United States for more than six decades. The impossibility of accessing the market of that power in other Latin American and Caribbean countries dominated by U.S. companies and firms makes it difficult to obtain the basic study materials, furniture, and equipment essential to carry out the educational teaching process with higher quality. These provisions limit academic exchange and make it impossible for Cuban professors and specialists to participate in numerous virtual events. Likewise, it is impossible to purchase accessories such as electric wheelchairs for children with physical and motor disabilities who, due to their underlying pathologies, cannot use conventional ones, according to the report recently presented by Cuba to the United Nations General Assembly on the need to put an end to Washington's hostile policy. Last November 3, and for the 30th time, the world almost unanimously advocated the lifting of the blockade, with 184 countries voting in favor and only two against, the United States and Israel. A delegation of the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power, Cuban Parliament, led by its secretary Homero Acosta, arrived in Hanoi for a five-day working visit to Vietnam. According to the program of the visit, the Cuban delegation will hold official talks with Secretary General and head of the Office of the Legislative Body, Bui Vang, and a courtesy interview with leaders of the National Assembly of Vietnam. During their stay, the island's parliamentarians will hold meetings with leaders of the Vietnam Communist Party committees and tour some socioeconomic centers of interest to them. Last July, the Vice President of the National Assembly of Vietnam, Tran Thanh Minh, delivered in Havana a donation consisting of 750 laptops, two servers, and two multifunctional printers to support the activities of the National Assembly of People's Power. The group of friends in defense of the UN Charter called for the U.S. government to put an immediate and unconditional end to its hostile blockade against Cuba, diplomatic sources informed. According to a report from the Cuban embassy in Iran, the member states expressed their unwavering solidarity with the Cuban people and government. The final text stressed that Cuba has heroically endured the negative impact of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington for over 60 years, which represents a mere disadvantage to its full economic and social development. The declaration signed by the 19 country members of the Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter also supports the resolution passed by the UN General Assembly on November 3, calling for the pressing need to put an end to this genocidal policy unilaterally imposed by the White House on Havana. And in the international agenda, we have that Bolivian President Luis Arce has inaugurated the work of the technical table that will have the purpose of defining the date of the new national census, in the framework of which he denounced attempts of the ultra-right to overthrow him. In the installation ceremony of the table, held in the city of Trinidad, capital of the Department of Beni, located in the north-central part of the country, the president asked that the subject of debate should not be used to satisfy political whims or calculations. This view of the census issue unfortunately generated a political approach, since it was not only used as an instrument to destabilize the government, but also seeks to overthrow it, said the Bolivian head of state. He said that for him, something that cannot be waived and is not subject to any negotiation is that in order to define a date, the democratic principle must govern, which means that no Bolivian should be excluded from being censured for geographic or climatic reasons. Meanwhile, the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, called for quick and profound decisions to mitigate and reverse the effects of climate change that threaten life on the planet. On his Twitter account, the president made that call due to the destructive and irreversible nature of this phenomenon. It's time, he pointed out. Upon his arrival in Egypt to participate in the 27th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, being held in the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh until November 18, Maduro expressed that his country brings a firm position to this meeting. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.